Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syria's foreign minister Sunday rejected a United Nations proposal that would grant autonomy to the rebel-held eastern sector of Aleppo. Walid Mualim said the proposal would violate Syria's sovereignty. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, responded.
My answer was, I respect the total principle, which no one inside the UN or outside the UN should put in doubt, of national sovereignty of Syria.
De Mistura proposed sending a UN verification team to Aleppo to examine claims that government aircraft have bombed and knocked out a series of hospitals in the city's eastern sector in recent days. Earlier Sunday, monitors and Syrian television reported at least 8 children killed at a school in western Aleppo by artillery shelling attributed to rebel forces. Leaders of 21 Asia-Pacific nations have ended their annual summit with a call to resist protectionism and protect the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Pact. In a news conference in Peru, President Obama said the United States should not retreat from global trade, but seek to do trade right so that workers are protected and environmental standards are upheld.
That's why I firmly believe that one of our greatest challenges in the years ahead, across our nations and within them, will be to make sure that the benefits of the global economy are shared by more people, and that the negative impacts, such as economic inequalities, are addressed by all nations.
As the APEC conference ended, Mr. Obama argued it's time for the U.S. to reaffirm its support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement. This is VOA News.